The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
What a great party that was.
You sure lucked out, Jody. What are you going to do with this huge bouquet of helium balloons?
I'm not sure, Uncle Dave. I think I'll put them in my room for now. They'll brighten things up. It was nice of the Andersons to give all these balloons to me. I wonder why no one else wanted them.
I think I know why. I can't even see you in your room with all these balloons. You have quite a hiding place in here.
Oh, hi, Aunt Anne. Did you need something?
No, I'm just letting you know that Dave and I are going to take a walk to exercise off some of that birthday cake. Do you want to come along?
Thanks, but I think I'll just stay here and take a nap. See you when you get back. On my nice soft bed with a full stomach. Oh, these stupid balloon strings, they keep poking me in the face. Maybe I should cut them shorter. Let's see. Where are the scissors? I can't find anything with all these balloons in my way. Maybe bringing them back to Uncle Dave and Aunt Anne's house wasn't such a good idea after all.
What a great afternoon to be out walking. Though I must confess I'm starting to get a little hungry again.
Hungry? After two slices of birthday cake, cheese pizza, potato chips, popcorn, and a few candy bars. You're not hungry for something healthy, are you?
Now, Anne, you've never been to a birthday party where they serve plates of green beans and carrot juice, have you?
Well, no. Let's head back. Say, look up in the sky at all those balloons. They look like the same ones that were at the Andersons' party.
You think they are Jody's balloons? I wonder if something happened to her. Maybe she's trying to send us some sort of a signal. We better hurry back. Come on.
Jody, are you okay?
Oh, hi. I'm finally going to take a nap. Wait, are you guys okay? You look a little pale.
We were worried about you. We saw all the balloons in the sky and thought you were trying to tell us something.
No, I'm fine. I decided that having a dozen balloons was a fun idea at first, but then it was actually sort of annoying. They were all getting in my way, so I took them outside and let them go.
Jody, letting balloons go outside isn't a good idea. The wind could blow them right out over the water, and then they lose their helium and sink down and become a hazard for animals and birds.
Dave's right. Sometimes whales or turtles or dolphins think the balloons are food and eat them. The balloon can block their stomachs, and then they starve to death.
And balloons are made of such strong material they might be floating in the water for months.
Oh, I didn't know that balloons could be so harmful to the environment. I wish I hadn't let them go after all.
What goes up must eventually come down, and a deflated balloon can be a serious problem for birds and animals. If you have helium balloons outside, make sure they're tied securely.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Bretta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave, Jim Justice as Anne, and Noel Eshte as Jody. Let Dave and Anne show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.